But you know, we're just about out of time. I'd love it if you could talk just a little bit about that interview you did with, is it the granddaughter of Gertrude Stein?
The great-granddaughter
of Gertrude Stein. You know, I didn't know that Gertrude had any children, so.
Yeah, it's a little known fact.
Yeah.
But I was fortunate enough to be in Berkeley for 6 months last year, and I was at a reading at Mo Books. Do you know Mo Books?
I know Mo's Books, yeah. Right on the Ave.
It was in The Graduate on Telegraph, yeah. Yeah, and she was reading, and I happened to grab her, figuratively speaking.
That might explain some things.
Why she was so upset.
Exactly. Well, yes. I didn't want to tip that off, but yes. And Sierra, you're going to, I understand, play the role of, is it Barbara Stein?
Oh, are we doing this? Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, unless there's more to say. Well, you already gave away that you grabbed her, and that might have had an effect on the whole...
No, not at all. I just, you know, some interview is a touchy thing. This is the interviews I usually do are over email correspondence, some telephone, some coffee / beer. But they're usually, what's the word? They happen over a long period of time. Or at least a few weeks. Whereas this one is a one-off thing, so you never know what's going to happen. And this is what happened. Shall we just start right into the interview?
Sure.
Okay. So, Barbara, though you've been publishing now for over 15 years, your collection of essays seems to have garnered you the most attention. I think it's safe to assume that's because you're related to its subject. Are you resentful of this?
Resentful of what? Being garnered? Stored in a granary?
Resentful of the fact that you wrote three very good works of fiction as well as a solid book of short stories, but not until you wrote the critical essays on your great-grandmother did you attract much attention.
Did you think the other books were good?
Yeah, didn't you?
Well, I suppose they are what they are.
And what would you say they are?
Books, I guess.
Yes, they are books. Is this a tired subject for you?
My relationship to my great-grandmother? I have discussed it elsewhere.
Shall we talk about something else?
Sure.
You are based in the Bay Area now, not far actually from where Gertrude grew up in Oakland. Do you ever think of this?
No, not really.
What about Mountain View Cemetery? Do you ever go visit Gertrude's parents' graves?
No, not so much.
It's a beautiful cemetery. I was there last year. It's incredible the difference between the elaborate monuments to the rich, Ghirardelli, Folger, etc., and the unmarked plots of the poor. There was no mountain, however, that I could view. What are you thinking about these days?
I'm thinking about Bart and how filthy the carpets are. Whose idea was it to carpet a subway?
Yes. If only the carpet stains could talk. Think of the stories there.
Yes, they would garner some attention, as you say.
Do people not say that?
I suppose we've both said it in this interview.
Well, anyway, Oakland must have been much further away in Gertrude's day.
Further away from what?
From San Francisco.
Oh yes, San Francisco. I've heard of it.
You don't like San Francisco?
No, I do. I just don't.
Do you prefer Oakland?
To what?
To San Francisco.
In what way?
As a place to live.
I've never lived in San Francisco.
Okay. Perhaps we should talk about the book.
What book?
Sore Rose.
Okay. Did you read the book?
Yes. I found it interesting, especially the essay on stanzas and meditation. I never thought of that text as an open letter to poetry, as you argue.
Do you think of it that way now?
Well, no, but it's interesting to inhabit different perspectives regarding certain texts. You allowed me to do that.
You could have done it without the book.
I'm not so sure.
Does that mean you are sure?
Is there anything you would like to discuss in this interview?
Well, perhaps we should get back on the carpets on the train.
Okay. Do you spend much time on the BART?
Are you hitting on me?
Aren't you married?
Yes, but my husband is a writer too.
What does that mean?
Well, we never see each other.
Why not?
He works in the field.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, literally, he works in the field. He's very Whitman-esque in more ways than one.
Do you mind if I Google search the BART carpets?
No, please do.
Okay, here it is. His name was Leonard Ian Emery, and evidently, surprise, surprise, he had a brother in the carpet business.
You're joking.
Nope, it's on the BART Transit website under FAQ. They're changing the carpet to vinyl. They're starting with 100 cars first, so as not to upset anyone, I guess. Change, you know. According to their website, it costs $600,000 a year to dry, clean, and maintain the carpet. It's a budget thing, I guess.
$600,000 and still the bedbugs. That's priceless.
You should write them a letter. We'll publish it in Pageboy.
I'll think about it.
Anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I think you covered everything. Did you know mention and amnesia come from the same Indo-European root?
No, really?
I think so.
Have you talked to her since the interview? And great job in playing the role.
Yes, well done. Well done. Barbara, I only to send her copies of the magazine.
Of course,
yes,
of course.
But
which someday it could be worth a lot of money.
I would think so. Yeah. At least $11.
Thank you for this kind of access to your thoughts and your work.
Did you say excess?
Actually, I said access, but I think that's applicable. Or do you say applicable?
Applicable. Applicable.
It was cool. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. I thought of one more thing regarding meat. And Gertrude Stein, one of my favorite poems from Tenor Button's Roast Beef, that starts, in the morning there is meaning, in the evening there is feeling. Maybe that is some of the meat that you are going for.
Nice.
Page Boy. To meat.
Beautiful.